You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So recently the government announced a $32 million boost to strengthen drug and alcohol addiction services in Aotearoa. And so to discuss this a bit more and to discuss addiction struggles and support, I interviewed the Deputy Executive Director of Programs at the New Zealand Drug Foundation, Ben Birx-Ang. So the government has recently announced a package to support drug and alcohol rehabilitation in New Zealand. What's the situation like regarding drug and alcohol consumption here currently compared to the rest of the world?
In New Zealand, we are a country who, putting bluntly, there's a large proportion of New Zealanders who enjoy using something to feel out of it. Our alcohol consumption is relatively high. What we can see through some of our longitudinal studies in New Zealand is that around about 80% of the population have tried cannabis at some point in their life, which is at the moment is an illegal drug. What we also know is in terms of things like methamphetamine, that it's around about 1% of the population who use it. That's from our New Zealand Health Survey. And that has remained relatively consistent over time. But in terms of actual numbers of people, that equates to around about 40,000 people who have used methamphetamine in New Zealand over the past year.
And how effective is the current support that's offered for those struggling with addiction?
My background, I worked for almost 20 years in alcohol and other drug treatment, mostly for teenagers and young adults. I think the support that we have is effective at the people who can access it. The challenge that we have as a country is that because we focus our treatment aspect almost exclusively around the people who experience the most harm from it, so these are people who may have an addiction, these are people who have kind of long-standing harm over many years, then it means that we have very little in place to be able to prevent issues from escalating or to be able to reduce harm as it occurs. There aren't as many services for or support for harm that could occur through occasional use. For example, if somebody uses too much of a party drug at a festival or something like that, there isn't as much support that's around that. And I think that's an area that we can do more from. We need to shift our approach from just dealing with the top 3% of people who experience harm from alcohol and other drugs to broaden out and to be a little bit more preventative, supporting people earlier.
Particularly with the undeniable drinking and drug culture that New Zealand youth has, what would you recommend in terms of support for those who, as you mentioned, perhaps don't recognise that they need help or it's just a sort of occasional thing?
Yeah, I think the first thing that we need to focus on and have a conversation about as a country is actually acknowledging that it's out there and that it happens. We kind of have it at the moment where we have the view of drugs are bad, alcohol can be okay, but too much alcohol is bad, and then a whole bunch up until the point where somebody needs some of the more extreme ends of treatment. The first thing that we need to focus on is making sure that people know that it is okay to think honestly about alcohol and drug use and that it's okay to be able to talk about it with others. We know that at the moment people tend to wait until issues are extreme before they think about it, talk to somebody else or seek help. And the more that we hear the more extreme stories of use, then that also raises the threshold for what people see as the kind of that trigger point for seeking help. We did quite a few focus groups with young adults across the country saying, how could we make it easier to seek help for alcohol? And the really interesting thing that I found coming out of those focus groups was most people knew really clearly what problematic alcohol use was, but they would put it right to the extremes. And then after that, the actions that they would recommended people would do that to reduce harm were mostly well-being actions around getting a good connection with friends, have better balance in their life, rather than talking about the extreme harms. If we were able to provide more support services for people earlier on who may not necessarily have realized that they have an alcohol or other drug problem, to be able to put more of those well-being actions in their life, that could prevent them from needing some of the more extreme support later on.
Do you think it's possible to have a conversation about drug and alcohol rehabilitation without discussing or acknowledging New Zealand's mental health statistics?
I think the for where drug and alcohol rehabilitation currently fits along that extreme, it's not possible. Because by the time somebody has reached that point of their use, then usually there is a huge crossover with an impact on their mental health and mental well-being. I think when we look at the earlier side of the population, for people who are using and haven't yet reached that level, then it becomes a little bit that it's okay to talk about kind of mental well-being rather than the mental health issues, because they may not be seeing it at that extreme. Something to throw in here, I guess, from surveys with addiction practitioners across the country, we know that on average people seeking help for methamphetamine tend to wait 5 to 10 years before first seeking support. So that's a long time to let issues escalate. That's a long time to progressively become more isolated from people who care about them, or the mental health issues that come out of that become a lot more serious.
Would you say that the upcoming cannabis referendum is a step in the right direction?
Absolutely. I think looking at this in terms of a piece of public health legislation where the core of its intent is to reduce harm from a substance is already a first major step, where it's about reducing harm. It's not about making profit in an area. It's not about controlling or punishment. I think what it has done already is it has pulled the conversation out from under the radar, out into the open, where people are able to acknowledge that at the moment cannabis use is happening in the country, and all of that currently is being accessed in the illegal market. I think the interesting thing about this is that as we get used to talking about what that looks like earlier in the spectrum, this is the new conversation kind of that I was talking about earlier, where people have had that kind of dissonance for a while of going, but drugs are bad, don't touch them, until it gets to the point where issues are major. This is giving us the mechanisms to be able to talk about it earlier, and it also puts in a whole lot of extra control mechanisms and legislation to give us visibility over what's happening and making sure that we can put more stuff in place to control the substance and how it is sold to reduce harm.
Countries like Portugal have decriminalised the use and possession of all drugs, and instead of arresting people, refer them to a treatment program. Do you see New Zealand ever reaching this level of support when it comes to drug and alcohol, and would you recommend this approach for New Zealand?
I think what I like about New Zealand is that as a country we are very pragmatic. We can see things as they are. It takes a little bit of time to work through. So I can see us moving in that direction potentially in the future. We may not be as ready for it now. We have had almost 50 years of that war on drugs propaganda and approach, where it tells us don't use it, and then we seek support for when it reaches the extreme. I think what we are paying attention to at the moment, I've seen in the Mental Health Commissioner's report that just came out as well, that there is a lot more recognition that there are huge stigma, or there is a huge stigma for people who use substances that acts as a barrier for people to seek support and actually makes them more isolated. I think about groups of people who I've supported before, in particular, mothers with kids face huge amounts of stigma and barrier for seeking support, where with the fear that their kids will be taken away from them, with the fear that people will look at them differently because they're not living up to their expectation in the family, all of those societal stigma that is placed on people that over time raise that threshold for harm even higher in that person's mind, so that it's a, you know, those kind of thought patterns of, well, I'm not quite at that level. When that happens, then I'll seek support, then I'll make changes. I think I'm okay at the moment. We want to make sure that people get support, have the opportunity to think things through, have the opportunity to talk to other people as early as possible. And I think through some of the legislative changes, that can be really powerful shifts in the stigma that people face, helping them to get support earlier. I think that has to be backed up by really honest conversations and understanding in the country and in the community around the fact that drug use is out there, drug use happens, and we're not saying that drug use doesn't cause any harms. We're saying that we need to see what the issue actually is to be able to make sure that we can reduce it.
If you or someone you know would like support with addiction, the New Zealand Drug Foundation can be contacted on 0480 16303, or for 24-hour assistance, you can call the Alcohol Drug Helpline on 0800 787 797.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.